Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time now for Dr. Ken to visit with us. Dr. Ken Kronos, known nationally as Dr. Ken and also Dr. Kronos. I don't think I've created anything new there with my description of Ken, who runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He and I have been on the air together doing Good Day Health for a long time. In the light of eternity, not so long, but 15, 16 years, good long time to be broadcasting together. I have utmost respect for Ken and his research, the work that he does to help his patients and the people around the country understand what's going on. More or less, this hour is devoted, if you will, dedicated to taking a lot of the work done and published in the various journals of medicine and understanding what has been done in the research and how it affects you. So Ken's really good at translation, and that's kind of what we need. We all know we don't really understand what the doctor tells us, and we certainly can't understand what he writes. So this is our way of translating the good stuff. If you'd like to have Ken work on you or work for you, easy to get to him through his office at 352-735-1400 down in Central Florida, or on the tele-Zoom, if you will. 352-735-1400. All right, so as a cardiologist, a lot of info this week on cardiological matters. Is that a good word, cardiological matters? There's a study that suggests that you can tell, or this is what I'm getting out of it, you tell me if I'm right, Ken, the day before you have some kind of a cardiac event. There's something going on in your body, there are symptoms. Is that kind of what the telling symptoms are all about? What are we telling people here?
Well, that's what the Lancet Digital Health Journal has told us this week. There's an entity which is far too common and far too dramatic called sudden cardiac death. We've all heard of this. We know about the person. They suddenly just collapse. You know, it's the young teenage and on the football field, runs down the field and just collapses. It's somebody who's shoveling snow when they shouldn't, overweight, and they don't exercise all year. They just collapse. Mm-hmm. These episodes of sudden cardiac death are due usually to a sudden electrical storm, ventricular fibrillation, the bottom of the heart beating like a bag of worms, not the top, and you just can't pump any blood. You don't have any blood to the brain. After a few minutes, you're gone, unfortunately. And sadly, only 1 in 10 people outside the hospital who suffer sudden cardiac death survive.
And wow.
Doug is talking about the news this week, and that's why defibrillators outside the hospital are so important, especially at all sporting events. But we'll get off the soapbox about that. We'll just get back to this article. Sudden cardiac arrest may not come on so suddenly after all, according to this article. It seems that fully, Doug, 50% of people who experience sudden cardiac arrest actually had telling symptoms 24 hours before, and these symptoms are different in men than women. For women, the most prominent symptom of an impending sudden cardiac arrest is shortness of breath. For men, it's chest discomfort or chest pain. But anything like chest discomfort, shortness of breath, even unexplained fatigue, take warning and make sure you do something about it.
Take warning, take note, pay attention, listen to your body. There are all kinds of different ways of putting what Ken has just presented to us, but you need to not be in denial. Oh, it's okay, it'll go away. Not as smart. But then there's the other side of it, Ken, the overreaction, because we all know that the emergency rooms are full of people who go there because they don't know, they have no health care, and they don't know what's going on in their bodies, and they go in and they take the system's time, and there's nothing going on. So it's kind of like almost a damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Well, if you have new symptoms, you shouldn't be concerned about being told it's nothing, and you shouldn't be embarrassed or stressed or anxious about it. The key is these are new, unexplained symptoms, and if you have those, you deserve to have somebody reassure you that they're okay, they're nothing, mm-hmm. or you deserve to have somebody take care of them and keep you out of harm's way. New, unexplained symptoms, that's the key.
Yep. If you don't feel like it, like you have, if you feel like you've never felt before, then that's time to pay attention, take note. There are three or four things this week that come from the cardiological point of view, because Ken is a noted cardiologist, often a spokesperson of the American Heart Association. We'll go down that street until we have all the information satisfied. There's a story about CPAPs and whether they I never knew, I don't remember what it stands for. It relieves heartburn and chronic cough, that sort of thing. I know what I take. I've had, because of this week, the mold that's been discovered in all the hay fields. We've had so much rain here. You can hear it in my voice. It's taking its toll. But that has nothing to do. I don't have a chronic cough. I just have a cough based on the mold and stuff that's in the hay fields. So how is heartburn related to chronic cough here, Ken?
Sure. This is out of the medical journal ERJ Open Research this week. And you were mentioning a mouthful, CPAP. What is CPAP? And CPAP stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. It's a machine that can relieve not only sleep apnea, and that's where it's become famous in treating sleep apnea. And some people love it. Some people want to stay away from it. But the heartburn and chronic cough that often accompanies sleep apnea has actually now been proven to be effectively treated by CPAP, this continuous positive airway pressure. People who suffer from sleep apnea, they're three times more likely to develop acid reflux than those who do not have the condition, and CPAP is a very good treatment for all of this.
All right, so now you have an explanation of CPAP. You understand the connection, the way that this works. I could see this might be used for other things too, right? Besides just these two things, yes?
Well, it's used to help people breathe, but this just opens up the airways when you take a breath, so you don't get the obstruction that is characteristic.
So it could be used for emphysema, right? That kind of stuff too.
Variations of it can when you can't breathe. This is just one way of getting air into the airways when you need to keep things open.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Stefan here on Good Day Health. Here's a notice for all of the folks who would like to have some time off. It's good. Stress-free evenings. Enjoy good food. Enjoy a nice place to stay. Have some fun with your friends. All that can be yours without having to pay for it. A couple of free nights for you, and get your friends to call as well. 800-419-DOUG. Why not take a whole gang of people? Get into a minivan or a bus or something, or fly down to Las Vegas and spend two nights. You might want to spend four nights. Interestingly, the average stay for people in Las Vegas who go visit is 2 to 3 nights. I find that interesting. The people go in, a lot of times people go for the weekend, and they gamble, and they eat, and they have a big time, and then they go home. So if you want to do that, help yourself. 800-419-DOUG. It's a fabulous place, Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. Go there free. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Kent Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. So we've got a couple of these things relating to heart and respiratory things that are right up Ken's alley. Here's something about statins and what they can do. You and I have gone around and around about statins as they apply to me, but I'm not the average person. And I guess I wonder, because you're such a believer in statins, is it for the average person who has danger of stroke? Is it for everybody?
Well, statins are not for everybody. They shouldn't be in the drinking water. But for those people who they're indicated for, they're very helpful. And this is the study this week is now another group of people where they're clearly dramatically helpful. And this is out of the medical journal Neurology. And what we learned is this week is that taking cholesterol-lowering statin medications, Doug, after a bleeding stroke or an intracerebral hemorrhage, that's where you actually bleed into the brain because those pipes in the brain just rupture, explode. This bleeding kind of stroke actually may lower the risk of a subsequent stroke caused by a blood clot when you take these statins. So if you know people who've had bleeding types of strokes, you may want to make sure they talk about getting on a statin with their doctor to dramatically lower the risk of the second stroke.
So there are people, and this is the experience I had. Turned out I didn't really need it anyway. But I had a lot of cramps, and we tried two or three different types of statins. Sort of reminds me of the story about, I don't know if you know what's going on with Celine Dion, the singer. She has a disease, a muscle disease, that causes her muscles to be in constant state of cramping to the point where it breaks bones. It knocks things out of their joint socket. It's apparently a very rare disease, but something that really is career-ending for her. And so you wonder about, you know, what happens if you have a lot of cramps.
Right. Celine Dion, Doug, has a very rare disease. It's called stiff person syndrome. It's rare. It's a neurologic disorder that causes muscle stiffness and painful muscle spasms. And fortunately, this is not caused by statins. This is a whole different entity. But muscle cramps are not good. If you don't drink enough liquid before going to bed because you don't want to get up to urinate, you'll wake up with muscle cramps. Yeah. So you have to really thread that needle of too much or too little because you don't want to wake up with muscle cramps and blame them on the statins.
Yeah, no, it is a very difficult. It's like a fine line, if you will. All right, Dr. Ken continues here. This is Good Day Health for this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Program every week, Ken and I get together. Ken Kronhaus of Lake Cardiology down in Florida, cover a number of things as usual. We talk the most recent Good Day Health show, the podcast, the download, if you will, with Ken and me, has a focus on alcohol addiction, what happens with strawberries, how it can work on your blood pressure in a positive way, things like that. We cover every week how the information that's published can be to your benefit. You always can call us, too, with your questions for Dr. Ken, which is coming up later in the hour. 855-999-3684. That's the number any time, day or night, 24 hours a day, all week long. If you think of a question that you would like to have Ken answer, which goes into the kettle that we use later in the hour, 855-999-3684. Let me do this number again, because sometimes I get my teeth caught behind my tongue or whatever, and I can't see what I'm saying. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. All right, let's see here. The stroke story leads us around back to the heart disease. What happens if you don't use salt? So this is good news for people who, I only have salt on my potato and my corn. I don't put on anything else. Do you use salt at all, Ken, anymore?
No, I don't own a salt shaker.
Don't you?
I don't. I own garlic. I like garlic and vinegar, but yep. I don't own a salt shaker. There's plenty of salt already in the food, especially if you stay on low salt food. But the news this week, and the reason why there's a lot of heart news, is because 30,000 investigators, clinical scientists, doctors, people taking care of heart patients met in Amsterdam last week, the European Society of Cardiology, and a big important study that came out deals with skipping salt and how it can reduce heart disease risk by almost 20%. What they reported, Doug, is that skipping the salt could actually slash the risk by nearly 20% of this one type of heart disease, which is so important, and you've had some experience maybe with this.
Yeah.
Those who never add salt to their food, they have an 18% lower risk of being diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. This is also known as an irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia. You know, I like to call it like the upper part of the heart beating like a bag of worms. If it goes untreated, atrial fibrillation can cause life-threatening conditions, including stroke, heart failure, and blood clots. And amazingly, people who just never use any salt on their foods had an 18% less risk of getting atrial fibrillation if they just didn't use a salt shaker.
Well, that doesn't surprise you, does it? What you know about all this, you're not surprised at all by that.
It's a big difference. These are in people who have no prior heart disease. I know people develop high blood pressure. Well, that's a little bit controversial, but I still think there are many people who are very sensitive to salt and develop high blood pressure. We know with heart failure, it increases the blood volume, helps to do you in. But this is in people never diagnosed before with any heart issue. 18% increased risk of atrial fibrillation if you use a salt shaker.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos in a few moments. A lot of things going on here, as usual, and we have the answer to most of the questions. Sometimes we even have answers to questions you haven't asked yet. So stay tuned for that, as Ken becomes psychic with the questions and the answers and the research. That's here on this week's Good Day Health.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs, as well as another $175 million toward military necessary weapons support for the Ukrainians. After a Supreme Court victory and being reinstated to his football coaching position, Joe Kennedy has submitted a letter of resignation to the Bremerton School District in Washington State. An attorney said in a letter, "We have come to learn of serious allegations of retaliation against Coach Kennedy by the school district." Kennedy had previously been fired for praying on the field. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. 34 after the hour, second half hour this week of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Always, I find, frankly, the visits with Ken are very self-serving. I have my Fitbit watch on, monitoring when Ken is here. My heartbeat's about 71 or 72. It ranges from 64 to usually 80, I think, if I'm not mistaken with what I remember. And I haven't done, I'm in the process of getting some of the other, my temperature's 97.2. It's always pretty much there. So I'm going to measure the blood pressure while we're talking. All right, so let's get back to what Ken is best at, and that's focusing on all this information that comes out every week and making it make sense to all of you. All right, so in the heart department, there's something, actually Dr. Jack Stockwell and I talked about this week as well,
There's a study published in the journal Circulation. Now, you and he don't often or always agree on how to take care of things with your approach, but I think you can both understand and agree pretty much across the board to this way, this 20-minute walk study that's in Circulation, and how if you have an elevated risk factor for cardiovascular disease, taking a walk doesn't have to be sprinting. It looks like it's just a walk, Ken, right?
Oh, yeah. Just 20 minutes does your body well, and just do an enjoyable walk. It has benefits to the heart, the mind, the muscles. Walking is a wonderful thing to do. Enjoy it. That's what's important. Do it however you like.
Yep. And you take a short walk or a long walk, it's all a good. It's the physical inactivity that increases your risk of heart disease. It's not any number of other things, because the plaque builds up when you are inactive, right? Isn't that what happens to the arteries?
It can build up at any times, but especially if you're inactive, it seems to grow even better.
Yep. All right, by the way, I'm just looking at my Fitbit here. My stress level is 12.
Right. You're wearing a, it's not quite a Fitbit, wearable remote patient monitoring that we provided you. And yes, and I can see it. It goes right to your app on your phone and then right to my app. And I can monitor you along with yourself.
Yeah. There we go.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Okay. The latest on smoking and how it impacts you. Most of the people that I know who have smoked, and they aren't my generation, they are the generation of our parents, started smoking when they were very young. My mother, I think, started smoking when she was 14 or 15, never got away from it. The nicotine killed her at the age of 50. But now there looks like more information about boys who smoke, especially if you start early on. Why would you do that? Well, this is a warning. Hopefully parents and grandparents are listening to this. So if you suspect that young boys in your family are smoking, and you can probably, as long as you don't smoke, you can tell it because they stink of the cigarette smoke. What happens here, Ken?
Yes, and your mental stress score is 12, very low. 1 to 100 under 50 is great, and it's measured by heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration, so you're doing very well with me. So let's talk about boys who smoke, and if you need a reason not to smoke, here's another good one. This comes out of the medical journal Clinical Epigenetics this week, Doug. Smoking may not only harm the smoker and those who breathe in the secondhand fumes, but amazingly, it also may affect their future children. Here is what they discovered. Boys who smoke in their early teens, they risk passing on harmful genetic traits to future children. People whose dads were early teen smokers had gene markers associated with asthma, obesity, and low lung function. But biomarkers associated with this were different from those associated with maternal or personal smoking. So it seems like when you start early as a guy, and I'm sure they'll do this study in the future in women, but you start early as a guy, you're going to pass bad genes on to your future children. So if you needed another reason to not smoke, here it is.
My father didn't smoke much because he was an athlete. But at that time, you know, a lot of people smoked. He just stopped one day. And I remember when he told me he was 41 years old. And he just said, I don't want to do this anymore. But he could never, he and my mother weren't that close anyway. He could never get my mother to stop smoking. And so it caused her.
This may account for some of your allergies that you have.
Yeah. And that's a thought, isn't it, huh?
Absolutely.
Think about that. And the allergies, you're going to hear it in my voice. The allergies that I get that are exacerbated by being in a hay field on the farm, the mold and stuff that's out there after all the rain that we've had here.
A lot of that's genetic.
Yeah. Well, I hope I didn't pass it along to my children.
Well, you didn't smoke.
No, I didn't. So, in fact, I was talking about that yesterday with my physical therapist, how I've never done anything. I never, ever have done any drugs of any sort. I've never smoked anything. I've only had too much alcohol once in my life. I'm not necessarily Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. I like and enjoy too much ice cream probably from time to time.
And you're not even a boring guy.
No, I hope not. One of the things a friend of mine was telling me yesterday about how She got turned off to smoking. Her parents did not smoke, but she was at her aunt's house when she was 5 years old, and her aunt went into the kitchen. Her aunt was smoking, and the cigarette was on an ashtray on the table, and she was tall enough to reach it, so she picked it up, and she tried to smoke it, because she was emulating. That's what happens. You watch your parents or your grandparents smoke, and we emulate what our parents do. So she took a couple of puffs and got deadly sick. Grandmother knew what was going on. She just threw up everywhere, and that was the first and last time that she tried to do it. I wonder how many other people have had that experience, that sort of thing. When you, that reminds me of a scene from The Hunt for Red October. Do you know that movie with Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin, when Alec Baldwin is trying to talk to the Russians on the submarine? He's trying to fit in with them, so he smokes something and he turns green and they all laugh at him because he doesn't smoke. And that's what happens. You do it. So if you have that violent a reaction to it the first time you smoke, why in the name of heaven would you try it again? I guess that would be my question, right? And doesn't it affect everybody? That, do you ever try to smoke? I can't imagine you ever trying to smoke.
No. It just turned me off.
It's awful. And drugs the same way. Ugh. All right, here we are, Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. and Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here with a way now to find the peace, the happiness, the love that comes from you working on your weight. Ken, you'll be happy to know the last time I had my physical with you, I had been pretty regular, 174, 175 every year. I was down a couple of pounds this year. Well, I'm now down to 169. Whether or not it's the fact that I'm not eating as much stuff as I used to, I've stayed off the ice cream, especially when I go to bed more, and it's been hot and sweaty here, all of that stuff maybe enters into it, but I've often thought that I should be down in the 160s, and I think you thought that too. So anyway, weight loss, Calitrin, what does it do? How does it work? Those are the questions that come all the time from people who hear me talking about it for the first time. And every week we have new listeners, so it's worth a minute of our time to help you understand this is the all-natural approach to losing weight. So simple, so easy, so successful. When they brag after 26, almost 27 years of being in business, that they have an 86% success rate, they're not blowing smoke, if you'll pardon the pun and a connection to our last conversation. It isn't. It's the real deal. It's the story that gets attention with people who want to do it the natural way. You may decide you want to go on a crazy diet, you want to exercise yourself, which is not going to be bad for you. But there are a lot of different approaches to losing weight, but this is the way to keep it off. So check it all out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. All their secrets are revealed there. You can get connected to somebody who will be counseling you on how to lose the weight and successfully keep it off. Look for success in weight loss. That's the bottom line. With Calitrin, toploss.com, the website, use the discount code Doug when you check out. No, you have to pay for shipping. And right now the Labor Day sale continues, the biggest sale of the year. Buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number free. That's all the secret to their success. One of them, anyway. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337.
That's 800-362-9337.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com. Discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Here we are back again, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and the story. These next two things are kind of sad: childhood trauma and one's sexual health and well-being, especially if you're a woman and you go through things that are traumatic as a youngster growing up. So how do these pieces all fit together, Ken?
Yes, Mom and Dad, take heed. It's way too easy to become parents. You have such a huge influence on your children. This is out of the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week. Doug, a stressful or traumatic childhood experience, anything from parents divorcing to a sibling's drug problem, may have long-term effects on a woman's sexual health. These adverse childhood experiences may be linked to sexual inactivity and dysfunction in women later in life.
Dysfunction. Does that mean sexual dysfunction?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Not functioning the way you should. So If you're having issues with sexual function, no interest, just dysfunction, it's not happening the way it should, you want to really think about your childhood and ask to see a therapist, because a good therapist without drugs can really work these things out and get a very important part of all of our lives working well again.
So in terms of, I was earlier in the program not being facetious when I wanted you to talk about your men's shoe size and fingers and toes and stuff. We had a conversation on the Good Day program this week about that very thing, because there was a youngster in high school who was playing basketball. He couldn't get any shoes because he had a size 23 foot. And Shaq has a 22, and they don't make shoes that size, so what do they do? And then I got off on a tangent, which led me to a chuckle or two, because it is, well,
curious thought, minds.
Yeah, right.
That curious shoe size, minds wonder.
Yeah, and it does the size of your shoe relate to other things in your body or on your body? And, you know, the old wives' tale is that, yes, it predicates something that is useful.
Let's put it right out there. Be concrete. What Doug is asking me is, can shoe size predict penile length? And there was actually a study, Doug, done on this by some urologists. It was published in BJU International 2002. And the bottom line is that this supposed association of penile length and shoe size has no scientific basis. It doesn't exist. But maybe you want to investigate width. That might be a fun experiment.
If you have wide, flat feet, then perhaps your utensil is bigger than the next guy's. Who knows about that? That's all right. Well, you heard it here. If there's ever a question you need answered about your body and how it works, Ken's your man. If he can't do it, nobody can. All right, so coming up in a moment, we have questions for Dr. Ken. Don't forget, this is one of the ways you can get them to us, 855-999-3684. Lots of questions, as usual, for Dr. Ken, so let's get to as many of them as we can as we move straight forward here on Good Day Health, Doug and Ken.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. Questions for Dr. Ken. Welcome to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus of Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please feel free to reach out to Ken's office if you ever have a question about whether it's a cardiological matter, circulatory matter, just how your body works. He is very good at giving another opinion and being so accurate because he studies all of these journals all the time and therefore knows what's going on, certainly in traditional, you know, face-forward medicine. So help yourself. Dr. Ken at his clinic, 352-735-1400. Got the number? Call him, go visit him or do a Zoom call. 352-735-1400. Okay, so deaths from overdose. There's the new movie, The Equalizer 3, has as a subplot this very thing. The counterfeit pills that are coming to our country, the source for them, and then what happens when you take them. These are called counterfeit pills, but I can't... when they call them counterfeit pills, is that implying that they're made this way at the factory? Or a factory?
Well, these are not legitimate FDA-approved factories. These are products that are being put on the market. Cartels. Correct. This comes out of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. What a name. But this is the main publication each week by the CDC. Most physicians, medical students read this. And the report this week is that a growing number, Doug, of overdose deaths in our country involve counterfeit pills. These overdose deaths involving counterfeit pills were twice as common in the latter half of 2021 as they were in the last 6 months of 2019, accounting for about, are you ready, 5% of overdose deaths.
Wow.
And in Western states, those rates tripled during the same period. The drugs are made to look like prescription opioids or stimulants to treat ADHD. About 75% were made to look like oxycodone. Fentanyl test strips. So what do you do about this? Fentanyl test strips and similar products can help identify pills' contents, while the overdose antidote naloxone may also help save lives. People should only use pills, Doug, prescribed to them and received from a pharmacy or a healthcare provider. That's how you avoid all this.
Wow. All right. Next, COVID. The COVID, long COVID, and what sort of special challenges it presents for those who are older in our country. And then I think we need to talk about all the hoopla about the new COVID variant, because it's much less threatening than the news media wants to fill us all with fear and scare the hell out of us. You know, no COVID, look out. It's nonsense. It's, people are going to get it. My daughter-in-law got it this week. So under the circumstances, it's around. But are we going to run off of the cliff here or not?
Right, right. The first lady has it. Her second, some say her third episode. She's had two original vaccines, two boosters, and she has at least her second. I've heard some reports her third episode. So this is around, and anyone can get it. I think COVID has been too long for all of us, and we're all just, you know, just tired, had enough. Yeah. You know, you look at the U.S. Open tennis, and, you know, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, you couldn't even come in here without being checked, and here all the tennis players are coughing away. So things have changed. This is really going on. This was around the end of 2019, and here we're almost at 2024. So we're looking at 4 years plus of this. And I think everybody's had enough of COVID. And fortunately, this has evolved into a mild illness for most. There is a small subset of people who do need to take cover and make sure that they stay out of harm's way. You know, these are the really elderly, over 75, the immunocompromised, the people with multiple health issues. Yes, but for most of us, fortunately, these newer variants are mild, colds not down low in the lungs
So what are you recommending for shots? You always recommend a flu shot. That enough?
Well,
that's it?
I'm recommending, I want to see the new vaccine and where we are, because there's a couple of variants out there right now, and depending on what this new vaccine has, it'll either be very sensitive or insensitive to the current variant, and it also depends on you as an individual, so there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this. You have to ask your doctor.
All right, there it is. Answers to your questions. Call them in, 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.